This is Day to Day. Coming up, a guy who gets paid to eat caviar all day long will profile a super taster. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. First, this just out, Israel has the bomb. The world's worst-kept nuclear secret that Israel has had nuclear weapons for decades broke more open this week thanks to Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. This was in an interview with German television, but it was in English, so here's what he said.
Iran openly, explicitly, and publicly threatens to write Israel off the map. Can you say that this is the same level when they are aspiring to have nuclear weapons as America, France, Israel, Russia?
There it is, Israel in a list of other nuclear powers. Mr. Olmert denies that these comments should be interpreted as confirmation of Israel's nuclear program, but that's how everyone's taking it. We're joined by Fred Kaplan. He writes for the online magazine Slate. Fred, first of all, if it was a secret that the Israelis had the bomb, it's not an especially well-kept one, as I said.
No, I mean, everybody's known this for, as you say, decades. It's certainly been true since 1969 at the absolute latest, that they have some bombs.
So why is it that Israel would want to maintain this secrecy about having the bomb when most people want others to know that they have the bomb, because then it's a deterrent?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. It is a deterrent. And they know that others know. But, I don't know if there's a relationship here, but there is a Talmudic tradition to build fences around restrictions so that the restrictions are that much more secure. And the best way to keep secret such matters as how many weapons you have, where they are, where they're produced, their operational features, that sort of thing, the best way to keep all that secret is to deny that you have them at all. But, you know, Israel, they've been enforcing this quite strenuously. You might know of the case of Mordecai Vanunu, who was a technician at one of Israel's secret nuclear weapons production facilities, who in 1986 told the London Sunday Times that he was making bombs and provided photographs of the facility and spent 18 years in jail, 12 of them in solitary confinement, and is still under restriction. So, I mean, this is something that the Israeli government still takes extremely seriously.
Well, presumably it's not going to put its prime minister in jail for having leaked this little bit of information. But I wonder, how does it change the kind of a nuclear equation if Israel says, okay, yes, we have the bomb?
I don't think it changes it at all. I mean, if you were to ask an Iranian intelligence agent, say, what percentage probability there is that Israel has a bomb, if you had asked him this last week, he would not pick a number less than 100%. I mean, it is generally known, and they know that it's known.
Is there some kind of nuclear etiquette or obligation that one enters into if you acknowledge having the bomb? That is, do you have to go before the UN every third Thursday of the month or something and say, here's where they are? Or
no, you're not obligated to do anything. Israel is not a signatory to the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. They're one of four countries in the whole world that isn't. It's India, Pakistan, Israel, and North Korea. North Korea used to be, but they pulled out a few years ago. So no, they're under no obligation whatsoever, any more than any of those other three countries are.
Well, if it doesn't matter so much at all, why this absolute determination on the part of the Israelis to maintain this fiction over all these years with real teeth in the imposition of laws, at least within Israel, to the extent that they can?
I think it's just the natural paranoia, might not be too strong a word, of a small country surrounded by enemies. And the infatuation with keeping every single detail about their nuclear deterrent a secret. I think, though, that what might be happening is the Olmert slip of the tongue might indeed foretell some loosening on this. But I think there will be tremendous resistance to loosening because, I mean, of all the countries that do have nuclear weapons, properly or improperly, probably fewer details have leaked out about the Israeli program than just about anybody else's.
Fred Kaplan writes the War Stories column for the online magazine Slate, and he's the author of The Wizards of Armageddon. That's a book about nuclear strategy. Fred, thanks again.
Thank you.